This is the English program. Hello. We are looking now at a quick press release from the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson. It is only a quick... This is from the 11th. The Mayor patrols with special constables in Bexley to highlight National Specials Weekend. The Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, joined special constables on the beat in Bexley today. It was Friday the 11th of Feb to see firsthand the vital job they do keeping the capital safe. The Mayor wants to boost the number of specials by 6,667 in the run-up to the 2012 Games. There's a video there on YouTube. It's been embedded in the press release. If you go to the official website, london.gov.uk, that's the official website of the Greater London Authority, the GLA, and go to media and click on Mayor's Press Releases, and you can see all you need to see there. As you know, we've said this many times before. We think what the mayor is doing, what Boris is doing, although he is, you know, he's a conservative, he has his own politics. But I think it's fair to say, you know, I think when he was elected, he promised he would govern London for Londoners. Whether you were born in London or you just live there, you're travelling and passing through, whether you're left-wing, right-wing, whatever. He said he was going to govern for all, and I think he has. I think he's done a great job, and there are lots and lots of initiatives that are constantly coming up, trying to sort of seize the moment, make use of new technology. I've mentioned this a few times this week, turning rubbish into energy. The mayor kicked off work on the UK's biggest low-carbon waste plant. That involved turning 100,000 tons of waste into around 19 megawatts of energy every year. Those kinds of things are what we need all over the nation. And I think there are a lot of initiatives and things which are going on that the mayor is always launching. And I think, you know, this is he's doing right. He's doing it the right way. He's getting London back on its feet. He's putting London back on the international map. People all over the world are looking to London to see what London is doing. And Boris has he's been at the forefront of all of that. And we, as a result, regardless of the politics and everything, we've always, you know, sort of taken our hats off to the mayor for trying to govern for all and not just for the party that he belongs to. So there we go. So that's it for the moment. Any more news and info? Have to say, so before Christmas, they used to publish a lot of press releases. There haven't been that many this year. So we sort of cover them as and when they pop up. But you know, we're following what's going on. Whenever there's a new press release, we do sort of, if we have you know, an occasion, we do read it out. But sometimes we're not broadcasting when there's a new sort of press release out, unfortunately. But never mind. If you go to the archives of the press releases for this year, there are loads. I think there were more last year, but even so, there are still lots of press releases to, you know, to have a look at. So check them out. All the archives have all been kept. They're all there at the website, london.gov.uk. This is the English program. Don't forget, you can follow us if you want to, twitter.com/EnglishRadio.